VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Feminist, and here are some of the latest developments in the global coronavirus pandemic. Hundreds of people infected with the virus in Australia's worst-hit state, Victoria, have been caught disobeying stay-at-home orders, and authorities say this is prompting tougher fines. Some 800 infected people, or more than 25% of those who got a door knock across Victoria, were not at home when authorities conducted recent checks. The state's premier, Daniel Andrews, calls this, quote, completely unacceptable, end quote. The pandemic has killed over 694,000 people worldwide since it surfaced in China late last year, and more than 18.3 million people are infected. This, according to numbers put out by Johns Hopkins University. The United States has the most deaths with over 155,000, followed by Brazil with more than 94,000, Mexico with over 48,000, Britain with more than 46,000, and India with over 38,000 fatalities. The Islamic Republic confirms over 2,700 new infections, the country's highest single-day count in more than a month. The health ministry calls for those without masks to be fined, but adds that those financially unable to buy masks must be exempted, without elaborating how this could be determined. The French government's COVID-19 Scientific Council warns the country could at any moment lose control over spread of the virus. Official data shows the first rise in France of intensive care patients since April. And online travel agency Booking.com says it will cut up to a quarter of staff worldwide, leading to thousands of job losses. Frankfurt airport operator Fraport says it plans to shed nearly one-fifth of its workforce of around 22,000 workers across the group's companies after air traffic plummeted in the second quarter.